Dear Lord Var, let me tell you of the moment when I first knew I would betray you. Your grandson, I think, has known for ages this would be the inevitable result. He saw it long before I did. I didn't want to see it. Such is love. For I did love you. How could I not? You saved me. You gave me meaning and purpose. You were my pole star. No crime proved too unspeakable to commit in your name, no atrocity out of bounds in pursuit of your goals. And it's only now that I understand how much you manipulated me, how much you used me, how much I was never meant to rise to your level. I won't say you were the father I never had because I remember my father. I don't miss him. He was a violent, broken man, but he never used me the way you have. But anyway, that moment. I stood in the center of Karas Golgoth and gazed upon all you had wrought. Your sin, your vanity, your astonishing hubris. It would have been different if your plans, or Thane's plans, had succeeded. Funny how you committed such similar crimes in pursuit of contradictory goals. If Thane's chosen pawn had conducted the ritual that you and Grist had twisted, you would have freed Volkaroth. And if Thane had succeeded in her plans, she would have sent him back to sleep, at least for a few more centuries. But only at the cost of the entire Manelvane nation. But Thane failed, and so did you, although I'm sure you don't consider it such, given the immortals who lost their lives that day. Argus, Galave, Tasha, Thane herself. I knew your goals were not yet won as I stood just a few feet from Volkaroth's silhouette, not dying. Not dying, not because Volkaroth was neither asleep nor freed, but because Volkaroth was distracted as he grappled with his younger, better self. That was the precise moment I knew you were wrong. No matter how smart you are, no matter how old, no matter how wise, you are incapable of comprehending a solution that hinges on your own sacrifice. He had done a thing you would never do. All your explanations of necessity and pragmatism, lesser evils and greater goods, taste of ash and smoke. I suppose I should note that if you ever read these words, it means you will have won. Entirely plausible. I am too cynical to think righteousness is any guarantee of victory. If I have one consolation, however, it is this, the knowledge that you will never be able to pry the name of all things from my cold, dead fingers and use it to discover the truth. It will never be able to answer your questions again. You can guess. You will never know. You will have the story I narrate, the explanation I give, or you will have none at all. So, allow me to explain. Allow me to explain where you made your mistakes. Allow me to explain why I can no longer blindly trust your judgment nor follow your commands. Allow me to show you why, even if you win, you will always be wrong. Allow me to explain why I switched sides. Your formerly obedient servant, Senere. Thurvishar. S wrote this just before the end. Then she threw it out before you could see it. I saved it from the fire before it was too damaged to read. Now I'm slipping it into your copy because I know she wouldn't want me to. That's just the kind of petty bitch I am. You're welcome. Talon.
Thank you for listening to this clip provided to you by Macmillan Audio. To hear more, look for this title wherever audiobooks are sold.